You get that down, you add dietary supplements, you're working out, and why is it that so few people are actually doing this? And I'm talking about not maybe young athletes, 18, who are charged and energetic and focused, but we're talking like 30, 40, 50. Why are so few adults doing what needs to be done? Isn't the state that they're in, the disease, the pathology, the suffering, the inflammation, isn't that enough to drive people away from that to, you know, people like yourself on the masses? Like, it seems like people are getting worse and worse and that the whole system's going down. I don't see a lot of improvement in adults.
Well, apparently not. I mean, you travel around the country, you see people how out of shape they are, how, you know, just people just get inundated with the lifestyle. And, you know, I think a common problem I see is just people can't keep up with themselves. They're just kind of burned out. And they, you know, unless you make, one of the things I do, I realized when I became a doctor is that the greatest gift that I could give, the, one of the highest arts, I read this in kind of Chinese medicine philosophy, the highest art of a physician is to inspire and guide people on how to take care of themselves so that they can improve their health. And just to treat their problems is not really serving them. That's like giving a starving person a meal, but if a whole village, say, knew how to grow food and feed themselves, and, you know, you can help them for a much longer time. So, you know, people need more direction, they need more support, and they're lazy. So I encourage people, I think it starts first with attitude, okay? When you can get people to shift their attitude to, you know, I'll get by, and, you know, nothing's killing me yet, so I can get away. You know, most people want to get, you know, they'll get away with whatever they can. But my goal is to move health and up in the priority list so that it's up there with work and family at least, if not even higher. I mean, because if you're not healthy, you can't do your work, you can't take care of your family. So to me, it needs to get moved up. And a lot of people, health, how they take care of their bodies, is priority number 8 or 10. And it's not going to get that much attention. So I think our goal is to be, you know, a good example and to do what we know we need to do, which is work out somewhat every day. You know, I tell people 7 to 10 hours a week. If you're not moving your body, stretching, doing active things, doing some weight, and you're keeping your body flexible, you're underworking. So you may even think 15 to 20 hours. I don't know. But, you know, I think you got to find some basic there. You know, people need to stretch every day and move their bodies.
Absolutely. No, that the stretching component is one of the essential components, you know, like a warm-up core training, resistance training, cardio, but stretching is as important to me, and we certainly do get that message across.